You're listening to Soulmates in Business, the podcast that helps purpose-driven couples to grow a successful business and thrive in their relationship. Join the community at soulmatesinbusiness.com. Now, please welcome your hosts, longtime married entrepreneurs, Sarah and Scott Butler.
Welcome, everyone, to the Soulmates in Business podcast. I'm Sarah and this is Scott.
Hi.
And today we are going to talk about the movie that we recently watched called The Marriage Story. And we're on holidays at the moment, so we had a chance to sit down and watch this movie over two nights because it's quite a long one. And we just loved it. It was such a moving movie that we thought we need to talk about this on our podcast. So that's what we're going to do today.
It was quite spontaneous, actually. We've planned and prepared all of our podcasts up to this point. And after that movie, I was like, should we podcast this? And you were like, yeah. And I'm like, wow, this is spontaneous for us.
we're normally very planned. So planned, in fact, we've got all of our kids watching a movie right now. It's school holidays, summer holidays. And so you might hear some background noise and we'll try and cut out screaming children where we can. So, yeah, the movie called The Marriage Story is on Netflix at the moment. If you haven't seen it and you want to see it, then you might want to not listen to this episode until you've watched it because we don't want to spoil it for you because there will be some things we're going to talk about. And so the characters, Charlie and Nicole, a married couple, and the actors are Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson. And honestly, both of their performances were unbelievable. Like, it's the best I've ever seen.
This is like, yeah, this is probably the best movie I've seen all year. And I was just like, I just kind of turned the movie on, not expecting much, but it's an awesome movie. Even if you're not a married couple or a divorced couple, just to watch the acting and the way the movie flows from one scene to another, it's just like really gripping, isn't it?
Really good. And it was interesting that it's over 2 hours long, and the second half of the movie, our 15-year-old son wanted to watch it with us because he's obsessed with Adam Driver because he's in Star Wars. And he's like, he was blown away. He goes, oh, my God, that acting's so good. And he was like, oh, do you really relate to this? Is this what marriage can be like? And I'm like, oh, yeah, like this was really – there was so much in it that made us think a lot about our own marriage and what we've learnt. Throughout, we've been nearly married 20 years and we just learned so much. And so this movie really helped us understand so much as well. And there was some scenes in the movie that really felt so close to home. And it was just really great to get so immersed in that because it made us realize that marriage is volatile, especially when you've got two creative people coming together to do business together like we are, and that's why we got this podcast. But also in this scene, in this movie, it is about Charlie and Nicole, and they have a theatre company, and while it's Charlie's company, they've clearly built this together.
Yeah.
She's the actress. And so the movie is a great movie to watch. Both of the characters are really lovable, and it's really hard to take sides.
I think that's what the whole point of the movie was, is that in a relationship, there's a lot of blame that goes around in a divorce. I think the director really wanted to show that, but they were both to blame, but no one was to blame. And so he really makes sure that there's no evil villains, really, except for the lawyers, who were the evil villains in this movie. But the actual couple, there was no villainous, evil, side to it. So it was... That I really appreciated that as well. Like, you couldn't take sides. It was too hard to do that.
Yeah. And especially because a lot of things these days aren't they very one-sided and very, it was a really truthful movie about marriage and really depicts how heartbreaking divorce is. And when you look at the stats in marriage, it shows that 1 in 3 marriages end in divorce, and on average they last up to 12 years, and 67% children are involved. It made me go, well, in this movie, I think they'd been married for probably around that time, and you really do get to that 10-year itch, that hard time, and you can see why that 12-year mark is probably where people pack it in, because you know, it does actually start to take a lot of work around that time in marriage, which we've also experienced. Mm. Yeah.
And I think that they did show that over time people change. You're not with the same person that you initially married, you know, like it's, and that's what that shows, that especially Nicole just sees that she now wants change in her life, and she feels that the marriage isn't going to work because of that change, that she has to leave the marriage.
Yeah. And in, we also we could relate to this movie because of, you know, they do have that theatre company, they're working close together and they've built that up as a business, and you could see the distance that started to happen between them and how subtle that can actually happen. And it's only when sometimes, well, only when you're in the thick of it, do you realise the warning bells, the red flags are there.
Mm, it's the whole thing of couples in business. The lines become blurred.
Mm.
And, yeah, business is at home and the home is in the business. And it's like they had no longer become a husband and wife.
Mm.
They were business partners. And, yeah, it's much like us.
Yeah.
And the listeners as well.
So true. They relate. You almost forget to relate as husband and wife when you're doing business together, because everything is around practical decisions making with business. And you could see that they did that really well together. The other thing, you know, when the pressure is on and when in your marriage and when you have kids, you know, there is this boy that's this 8-year-old boy who's involved in this movie and involved in the parents' divorce.
That was the whole pain through the movie, is that the biggest pain was they were no longer going to be a family, and that they, the boy just almost became the pawn, because basically what happened was Charlie wanted to stay in New York with the theatre company and be a dad to his, and Nicole wanted to be in LA with her career and be a mum as well. And that was just the whole pain of the movie, I think, wasn't it?
And there was so much, because Charlie was so close with her family, which was such a beautiful relationship with his mother-in-law, and you know, there was a lot of love for him there, but he was just, I think, in his own mind, just so focused on what he had in front of him with the business, with his theatre company and making that work and pursuing that. So yeah, like, I mean, marriage is hard, like it takes so much work, and sometimes when you're in that valley and you think there's no way out, it's just a matter of just hanging on just that little bit more and working through it, which we've had to do over the time that we've been together as well. So there's some great takeaways from this movie which we wanted to talk about, and I guess, like, we'll talk about some scenes and things that really stood out for both of us. But one of the things that you look at when you're watching this movie is, like, communication in a marriage and when you're doing a business together is just so important, and you need to articulate your wants and your needs and your desires, and we just forget to do this because you just get so stuck into the day-to-day. And
I think the biggest confusion that Charlie had was like, what do you mean you want to move to LA? This is what we've always wanted, to be in New York and doing all this together. And Nicole was like, no, I didn't want that.
Yeah.
And so that was the whole miscommunication, because the movie showed like that she didn't really communicate that at all. She thought she had, but from his perspective, it wasn't ever stated properly. Like,
no.
Yeah.
And you can't just assume, you know, what the other person's needs are or what they want.
Mm.
And also, it's completely normal for our needs to change over time. You know, what we might have liked in the beginning, we don't want to do anymore, or what, you know, it's just so normal to do that. And you can't hold someone ransom to that either. Like, oh, by the way, you said you wanted to do this. It's actually okay to communicate your needs and where you need to change.
Yeah. For us, and in our experience, that's the whole process, that, you know, like, you may, like, at one point you might have said, I want to do this and I'm not going to do this, and me not accepting that initially, but I had to put our relationship first and know that I had to come around to that, and I had to, my mind had to change direction and know that, okay, this is what Sarah wants. So how's this going to work in our relationship together? I'm going to need to compromise here. I'm going to need to make things work and have a whole new perspective on how we are together. I think that this was, it seemed like, from my perspective, that in this movie, that was the whole failure, is that Charlie didn't do that at all.
You mean he didn't compromise?
He didn't compromise, but he didn't know he had to, I think, maybe.
Yeah.
Because he thought, he just assumed that this was, they were in this together and this is what they wanted to be in New York and to build the business, to build the theatre company.
Yeah.
When she wanted to live in LA and have her own separate career.
Yeah. The other thing that we got out of it is that it is a compromise. It's that give and take. And I think in the world these days, people don't like to compromise. There's so much around. We get so obsessed with our own needs and demanding that they're met. Like, well, that's not what I want, therefore my needs aren't being met, so therefore I'm out of here. Whereas, you know, compromise, giving and taking, finding that middle ground is just so important, and that comes back down again to communication. I think you got to learn that compromise is actually normal. It's really healthy to do, to actually give up something for the sake of someone else, or finding that middle ground together so that ultimately it keeps your relationship in check and keeps your relationship healthy and growing. And it seems, you know, she mentioned a lot, Nicole mentions a lot how selfish Charlie had become. And it was almost like it was hard to call him that, but he was so creative and so busy with building the theatre company.
He was just passionate.
And so passionate and immersed in it. He thought that he was building that for both of them all the same, while she was, you know, not feeling that. So she wasn't really able to find that.
Yeah, and she felt it at the start, their marriage and their relationship. But as time progressed, she felt less and less connected to that. And
well, it's almost like the theatre got in the way, which is kind of like what business can do, right? Business, our business can has... Sometimes it feels like it's the third wheel in...
It's the priority.
It's the wonky wheel in our marriage. Like, it's the thing that just sort of derails us because it's so much pressure with it, and sometimes you just have to focus so much energy on it and you forget about each other.
Yeah.
So compromise. It's just, oh, gosh, it was just so good to be reminded about compromise and making decisions that you might not necessarily like, but for the sake of the other person's well-being or happiness or growth, you do it because, and it's reciprocated as well.
It has to go both ways. Yeah. Otherwise, that's the breakdown, isn't it? You can't just have the one person going, well, I'm going to do this for you. And because maybe that's what Nicole was doing, thinking, oh, because of this, I'm going along with this because it's going to keep our marriage together and our family together. And so she just let it happen, and then all of a sudden she realized that it's not what she wanted. But
but she wasn't growing. Like, that's what you could see in women. Like, if they're not growing, and you can get so consumed in your job and being a mum, and you're not growing in yourself, like, you could see why she reached a point where she's like, oh, I've had enough. Like, it all of a sudden she just reached the point where she had said, you know, it was a slow, she'd lost a little bit of who she was and her passion and her drive and her creative spirit. The other thing that stood out in this movie is how they had lost that connection with each other. And you realize that in marriage and in long-term marriage, you really need to keep that connection alive, and there's lots of things to do that. But when you're watching this movie, you can see how disconnected they'd become, and they were so engrossed in their own career roles and her as a mum and him as a dad. Like, they were, as parents, that was such an important role, and it was beautiful to see the relationship that they had with the son. But you can see how in any long-term marriage, and especially when you're doing something together like a business and then you've got kids, that it's almost like your connection with each other doesn't become the priority.
Yeah, you just kind of start going through the motions of life, and you become like housemates and rather than soulmates. Mm-hmm. And they'd lost that, they had lost that connection, which I guess is a major thing in divorce, isn't it?
Well, you can see in that movie how beautiful their connection was at the beginning. Just, I mean, it's like that with any relationship. I mean, we're so different now, aren't we? Like, you just, and you do change, and it's like, well, how do you keep that connection going? And like, we have shared on the podcast how we've done date nights and stuff like that to keep our connection, but there's so much more to it. And it's intertwined, I think, with that compromise and with that communication and keeping, you know, all of those things alive in the center of your marriage. And, you know, connection can look so different. It's about, you know, that eye contact. It's communicating your dreams and your desires. It's having a laugh. It's going out and doing things. It's cuddling. It's physical touch and affection, which you can see in that movie that had just completely dispelled, and they had none of that going on.
That had all disappeared.
Yeah, and I just was thinking, it's so interesting that the movie was called The Marriage and not The Divorce.
Yeah, like, I mean, for us, we could really relate to things going on, even though they were going through a divorce. It's still what every married couple goes through, like the peaks and the troughs and the things said and the things unsaid as well. If you called it a divorce story, people wouldn't have watched it.
True. So let's talk about some of the standout scenes that impacted, I guess, our thinking and were really quite moving in some ways. I always cry when boys cry on screen. So every time Charlie was crying, I was crying. I don't know what it is about men crying. It always sets me off. But the big thing at this beginning was the letter writing, how they'd written a letter to each other.
Yeah, they were told by a mediator to tell each other what they actually loved about one another, and because he said, like, it's a good foundation for where to go to next, because it's like, this is what you love about one another, each other, so now we're going to try and resolve some things.
Yeah.
And so they, at the start, they were reading out these letters, but they'd never actually read them out to each other.
He was really willing to do it, but she's like, no, F you, I don't want to do it. And you could see that she just got to that point where it's just, you know, you could see how I can imagine myself actually saying that. I don't want to read out this bloody letter because you've already reached to the point. Like, what is the point? But it almost brings the movie back to full circle when one of the final scenes is him, the son, finding the letter and reading it out. And that is so emotional. You almost think to yourself, if you had spoken out all of the things that you love about each other in the beginning or throughout
or
the marriage.
Every day in your marriage. You know, like, I love the way you're a great mum and all this kind of stuff. It would keep that connection, keep the communication.
In long-term marriage, you can become quite removed and critical sometimes, and you focus more on the negative than the positive. And that letter writing scene was just beautiful, just really loving how they just connected with each other and loved each other. And you go, if only they had said those things, would that have made a difference? So I loved the scene when they got back from the final performance, and she wanted to go to bed and asked him to give the feedback because she knew him so much, so well. She knew that he needed to get that off his chest.
Yeah, this was her final performance for his theatre company, where she was then going to leave him and leave New York, and he still wanted to provide feedback, and she knew that he did.
She knew that he needed to do that to get it off his chest, which was kind of her words. And while the feedback wasn't bad, like it wasn't critical or anything, it was like she didn't want to hear that. And it was like the cry of her heart was something else. And when she turns and walks away and she's crying down the hall and into bed, you go, you can feel her heart breaking. And I relate to that because I've done that, you know, when we've had those, when you've said something which wasn't what I wanted to hear, and it's heartbreaking. I know that I've walked away with that ache in my heart as well, and you can feel the pain and the ache and the disconnect. And you can see that he was just being really practical, and
he was kind of in business mode, not in loving husband mode.
And he was giving his feedback as a director, that advice, but what she needed was the emotional connection as her husband. And she wanted to probably hear, "You're amazing, you're the best actress I know," and which is what he had written about her in the letter in the beginning,
yeah.
But never was able to communicate that out. Mm. And he needed to hear, you're amazing, or like, "I would want to hear from you, you're a great mom," or "I love the way you do that," and "You're beautiful," or whatever it is. Like, she didn't hear that, and she needed that from him.
And their relationship had come to that point where it was just purely just business. It wasn't,
yeah.
It was no longer that romantic husband and wife thing. Yeah. And that's, it's so easy as business owners, being in business together, that can happen, can't it?
Yeah.
It can just become
practical business talk.
Yeah.
And you forget to talk and connect like husband and wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. It takes a bit of skill, and you can sort of see, that scene when she goes to bed crying, I was just like, oh, I've been there, I get it. So there was another scene that was just full on, and I remember our son Charlie was just watching it, and it was just brilliant. Like, I love the fact that he wanted to sit there and watch this movie with us, but the argument that they had.
So it's basically, what point in the movie was that they've just paid thousands and thousands of dollars for lawyers to fight for them, and they'd come back again to full circus, like, why can't we sort this out for ourselves? And it's kind of started off
okay,
very amicably, just having a discussion, and then it just
erupted.
Ascended,
yeah,
very quickly.
And in that scene, it almost justifies the lawyers because there's so much emotion running high, and there's so much pain and hurt that they can't actually see that.
They couldn't get out of that.
Yeah.
Out of that,
so that argument was almost like, let's sit down and talk about this amicably, but then it was just like, boom. It was just
it ended up with him saying, "I wish you were dead." When you're not thinking about the other person, arguments can get like that.
It's just so much hurt and pain. And,
yeah.
But what I loved about that, even though she knew he didn't mean that, and they said things that they didn't mean, they both apologized. You know, it was him saying, "I'm sorry," and her, even though he was nasty with what he said, she owned up and said, "I'm sorry too." And I just thought, that was just amazing.
They still had that love for one another.
One thing that we've probably learned to do well after an argument is apologize.
Yeah.
I don't think we were very, I was shocking at it. I was like, no way, F you. I'm not saying sorry yet. It took me a long time to calm down. So
it still does. But I think we know that it's just so important, isn't it, to move on.
And taking ownership.
You just need to apologize and move on.
And they just ended up just so sad. Like, it was just like, that was such an emotional scene.
Yeah, and I think it's what every married couple can relate to.
And as you're watching that, I went, it sort of takes away sometimes the shame that you feel. Like, you know, behind closed doors, we argue, right? Like, everyone does it. Every marriage has those horrific fights, and learning to say sorry and move on, and obviously learning to communicate and not rage at each other. You've got to learn to do that better.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah,
you like, can't if get... you're doing that all the time, it's not great. But like, for me, I went, it's actually normal to have fights and arguments, but how you actually resolve them and move on is really important. But the fact that they were both able to, even though they're going through all this hell together, to come back and cuddle and say sorry, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, just stay together, guys. Seriously, you can make this work. Yeah, it was hard, that bit.
So one of the impacting scenes for me was the final scene, because it's set a year later, and Charlie turns up at Nicole's house, and she's got a new boyfriend, and it's all very amicable again, and it's like they just treat each other with lots of respect. And he comes and tells them that he's now decided to move to LA so that they can have that family again. And why this was impacting for me is because it's like they could have had that as a married couple and stayed as a family, but it took them to divorce and go through all of that pain of the divorce for him to finally know that what was important was his son and being in that family unit together in the same town. And it's like he'd got a job in LA and he'd done what she always wanted to do. And it's like, well, they could have just had that as a married couple.
But that comes down to, like, when you make risks or decisions together, they're also probably consumed by fear of making that choice. I really liked too, there was that scene with Nicole in the lawyer office, and that was brilliant when she starts almost monologuing, why do I want to break up? And it's almost like she had this opportunity to verbalize what was going on and come into the realization, and you could see her, the brain churning over and going, oh, well, this is the reason why. And she was getting so moved while she was talking about it. And again, it just comes back to communication, like, what are your desires? What are your wants? What do you want to do? Like, how often do we stop and ask ourselves that? We just get so stuck down into how do we raise these kids and how do we build this business? And then you got this bill to pay and you got to go here and there. And you forget to say, hey, what is it that you really want? How can I support you to be where you want to be? And that's the other thing in marriage. It's like back to the compromise. Like, what is it that you want to do? If you wanted to go here to learn something like she wanted to do to improve her acting and to take on something bigger as a partner or the husband, you'd be like, yeah, I'll support you in that because I find joy in seeing you grow. Like, when we grow and expand together, we ultimately become a stronger unit. Everything goes around, comes around. It's healthy to let your partner move and do something that lights them up.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the challenge of the relationship and the challenge of life. It's all part of it.
This movie was something that is sticking with me and I'm stewing over, and I love a good movie that does that. And I think there's going to be lots of other things that are going to come out from it. We hope that you will enjoy this episode and hearing us sort of break that down, and that you'll have a chance.
A spontaneous episode.
Look at us being spontaneous. Woohoo! Wow. So we are going to get back on the schedule next time and have another awesome conversation with you all. And thank you so much for tuning in, and we'd love to hear your thoughts and feedback about what you thought about The Marriage Story. Let us know. We'll post this up on Facebook.
Or just email us hello@soulmatesinbusiness.com. All right. Thanks again for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.